Joining us now are some members of the Naples Youth Aviation Project. I'm going to have you introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Luis Jimenez.
Okay.
I'm Garrison.
All right. Good to have you here. And you are part of this program. Tell us a little bit about the program itself, how it got started.
A number of years ago, I think it's about 4 or 5 at this point, and the EA chapter was gathering up people to build a Sling 2 aircraft, which was something I couldn't hear. I couldn't believe it the first time I heard it, right? You know, a bunch of children building up an airplane. Who'd think of that? And we would slowly meet over the summer, making a whole bunch of build sessions where everyone could meet up. And it was really a great opportunity, I think.
Good. How long did it take to build the airplane?
It's taking around 4 years, I think.
Two and some change.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the favorite part of the build process?
I think it was the people a lot. Meeting so many people that were interested in the same thing as I was.
Yeah. And how many, let's see, you got 2 of you, 3, 4 that are here this week?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have 7 with us.
All right. And, but how many were involved with the project?
We had about 15 kids involved that went through the whole thing.
Good. And you're one of the pilots who flew from Naples to here, right?
Yes, sir.
How long did it take? How many stops?
So we picked up one of the mentors in Punta Gorda from Naples. So that took us about half an hour. Then it took us about 5 hours to get to Alabama. We stopped in Alabama. Then we got a fuel stop in Illinois. And then one last stop at one of our EAA chapters hangar in Monroe, Wisconsin. So it took us about 12 hours.
Over a couple of days?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And with that, what is the sling? What's your cruise speed?
I'm sorry?
What's the cruise speed on that airplane?
We're getting lucky if we're getting 100 knots. If we get a tailwind, we're having a good day.
There you go. So you get to see the countryside.
Yes, sir. Pretty boring, though. Well, real monotonous. You're not going very fast, so it's a lot of looking outside, passing the time by.
For those who are not familiar with the aircraft, describe the sling itself.
So it's a 2-seater low-wing experimental aircraft. Has a 912 IS Rotax engine in it, so it's very fuel efficient. It's a great plane. It's very light on the controls. I love it. Best plane I could ever fly.
And which runway did you get to land on?
We landed on 3-6.
Oh, so yeah. you got the big runway.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right. So you did the whole arrival from Ripon.
Yes, sir.
And everything?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, I expected it to be chaotic, but it was far more chaotic than I could ever expected.
When did you arrive?
We arrived Sunday morning.
Oh, okay. So
yes,
you were in the midst of all of the
we sure
major
were.
Arrivals.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any worries, or did you study the NOTAM before you got
here? We went over the NOTAMs a while, and so I wasn't really. I was just more excited than anything. You know, I had the jitters, but it wasn't really nervousness. It was just I'm excited to get this plane that we built, into Oshkosh and unveil it. Like this is our end goal. This is the finish line, and we just wanted to cross it.
Excellent, excellent. And, of course, it was a perfect landing, right?
Perfect. Yeah, butter. Oh, easily.
No worries of all the people who are sitting in the flight line watching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hope not.
Good. How many hours of flight time do you have?
I have around 300 or so. Yes, sir. And in the sling, we have about 56.
Okay.
57.
Yeah. And so what's the plan after this for the airplane and the group?
So our finished goal is we're going to get the sling back into Naples. We're going to sell it, buy a new kit, which we already have waiting for us, and we're going to do the whole thing again with a new group. And then some of the kids that were in this group are going to be mentors for the next one.
Awesome.
So we're going to keep the chain going, hopefully.
Good. And you're joining us. Who's our next victim?
My name is Devin Wilson.
Okay. And what's your role, Ben, with the project?
I started the project when I was, I think, maybe 13 or 14. And once we started the project, it was a little shy. Everyone was shy. And I was definitely not expecting to build a real airplane because my parents kind of signed me up. I didn't know it was actually happening. But once I knew I was building a real airplane, I got very excited. And then everything just kind of went perfectly. And then we all started getting along. And, it took us about 4 years to build the airplane. And, yeah, it was really, really great. So,
what was the best part for you?
Best part for me, definitely getting along with each other, but also kind of learning how an airplane is made. I mean, like the riveting and the core teching. I mean, all those just little steps to build one big airplane definitely like changed my mindset about aviation and how planes are actually built. So I definitely felt like when I flew in a commercial airliner or if I flew in a, like another airplane, I definitely felt like safer because I knew the steps that it took to build a, you know, an airplane.
Sure. What when you tell your friends what you're doing in your spare time, do they just look at you like you're from another planet?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, some people tell me they're like a paper airplane, right? Or like an RC airplane. But no, I'll show them the picture and then I'll show me standing next to it and they'll be like, "Oh wow, that's like a real airplane." I'm like, "Yeah."
Exactly. Yeah. Does everyone in the group have their pilot certificate or people working on it?
Yeah, there was a couple that got their official license. I think there was about three of us that got our private, and one just passed their check ride recently, so four, and then a couple people passed their written recently, so it's been great, yeah.
Excellent. So not only building the airplane, but also training to fly the airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely sparked, not only a mechanical building, you know, feeling, but also like, oh, I want to go fly now, you know?
Excellent. Devin, thank you for joining us. We're just kind of rotating the members of the club in and out here. And who's joining us now?
Hi, I'm Eden Leone.
Hi, Eden. So what's your role in this whole project?
I feel like everyone works together as a team, so we all have, like, equal roles. But, yeah, we've definitely all worked together building the plane. So it's been a really cool experience.
Good. And, obviously aviation is kind of a guy-dominated field. How did you get hooked up with this group?
How I found out about the group is actually through Young Eagles.
Okay.
So my mom found out about the group through Joan and Bob, who are mentors, and she signed me up for it. So, yeah, that's
kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Had you thought about going into aviation before this?
Yeah, so I've actually wanted to be a pilot since, like, around the fourth grade.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's definitely been, like, a goal of mine.
Good. What was your inspiration?
In fourth grade, I did a project on Amelia Earhart for school, and that's how I found out I wanted to be a pilot, because I was like, that's pretty cool.
Good. Are you working on your license now?
Yeah, I am. So I'm studying for my written right now.
Okay.
So.
How's that going?
Good. Hopefully, I can be done with that by soon. And then, and then I can start my getting my hours and soloing. So
excellent. Well, good luck with that, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's our next guest?
My name is Anthony Leinbach.
Hey, Anthony. And how did you get involved, wrapped up in this?
So I actually went with one of my friends to he was showing me the Young Eagles program.
Yeah.
And then that kind of sparked the interest right when I took off, because I didn't really know what I wanted to do right before then, but after that day that I went up, it kind of sparks, I don't know, something woke up in me. I'm like, yes, this is what I need to do.
Excellent. The Sling aircraft, what kind of construction is it? Is it tube and fabric? Is there welding that goes in it, composites?
Yeah, so we put it together with the rivets, and that's all aluminum outside.
Okay. Yes. All right, fabric-covered control surfaces, or are those metal too?
Yes, those are fabric.
Okay. All right. So you got to learn the fabric covering and riveting?
Oh, yes. All right. A lot of different.
How many rivets did you buy?
Thousands. Lots. Yes.
Good. And what was there a favorite part of the process, that of the actual build process that like?
Well, I really enjoyed meeting all these people who are also interested in the same career I am, and building this whole plane, the journey with everyone. That was a great experience too.
Awesome. And you, sir, our next guest.
Yes, my name is Keegan, and I'm one of the builders.
Yeah. Are you also one of the pilots?
I'm starting to. I passed my written in April.
Okay. So now you got to build up some flight time?
Yep.
All right. So with the Sling aircraft, have you flown that? This particular airplane?
Yeah, I have, but I don't fit in it very well.
I know, you and I are kind of the same shape. So. Mm-hmm. But so what are you training in other than the Sling? What other airplanes are you flying?
I haven't started training yet, but I'm hoping to train in a Cessna 172.
Oh, Perfect, perfect airplane. Is this your first time here at Oshkosh?
No, actually, me and most of the people here came 2 years ago.
Okay.
I never thought I'd be, you know, in the announcer stand, though.
Well, good. Well, I think it's such a great story that you all came together with the help of the EIA chapter and put this group together, built an airplane. Obviously, you had support from Sling Aircraft itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then to fly it here was just an awesome kind of thing. So are you enjoying the being with the airplane and telling everybody your stories?
Oh, yeah. I love telling everyone I meet that I built an airplane. That, you know, they kind of look at you like sideways, like you got three heads.
Yep.
And they're like, you built a paper airplane? No. I'm talking about a real one.
That's right.
Made out of metal.
Well, good. And where's the airplane and where are you all located this week?
The airplane is it's in the sling
tent.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And that's and where is that on the field?
I'm not quite sure.
Probably in the home build area.
I think so. Yeah, okay. Home build. I couldn't think of that.
Yeah. So you'll all be there throughout the week and being with the airplane, and I'll bet your smiles are going to be big when everybody comes up and asks. You know, did you really build this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all, everyone, for being a part of this. Really, really appreciate it. And welcome to Oshkosh. And, again, congratulations on building the airplane, getting it here, and just bringing together this group of young aviators. And y'all keep it going, and good luck with your next project.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is From the Stand on EIA Radio.